This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks.
Well, it's time for our Common Health segment. And with us, as usual, is co-host of WBUR's Common Health blog, Carrie Goldberg. Hi there, Carrie.
Hey, Meghna.
Also today, Radio Boston producer Jessica Alpert. Hey, Jessica.
Hi.
So, Jessica, you're here today because recently you wrote a post that was on Common Health that, given the fact that we're in the middle of the holiday season, it got a lot of attention.
Well, 'tis the season for cocktail parties and dinner parties and family time. And I thought, you know what? I had an interesting experience.
What happened?
Some time ago. A few Thanksgivings ago, I was seated next to, seemed like a lovely lady, didn't know her. And she asked me what my name was. I introduced myself gladly. And then I didn't speak for the next 35 minutes. No joke. I mean, I checked every 5 minutes.
So you didn't speak because...
She couldn't stop talking.
So for 35 straight minutes, she just talked your ear off.
I heard her life story. I really did. I could have written her biography.
With no opportunity for you to interject?
I tried, but I gave up.
Carrie, have you been through this too?
I have. It actually reminded me of a friend of mine who was like that, but he had a little bit of self-awareness, and he used to joke and say, "But enough about me. What do you think of me?"
So a little bit of self-awareness.
Yeah, a little bit. But it sounds like Jessica's seatmate had none.
Well, 35 minutes of nonstop talking is actually kind of extraordinary. So when you said you became fascinated by this, what did you find out?
So I became totally fascinated. And I wondered, is there a diagnosis? Is there something going on that I should know about that would actually make me more compassionate?
A potential medical reason why
exactly.
People don't stop talking.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
So what did you find out?
So I called Dr. Alice Flaherty, a neurologist at Massachusetts General Hospital, and she said, you know, it could be so many different things. It could be personality type. You know, it could be mania. The one way to really figure this out is to try to interrupt this person.
Someone with social anxiety, if you interrupt them or if you tell them to stop talking, you know, they'll blush and they'll stop talking, whereas someone who's manic will brush you off and they'll just change the subject and just keep going.
So the key is to look for how they react to your interruption. That might help tell you why.
Right. If they show some sign of embarrassment, that means that they do have some self-awareness and that they're probably just a nervous wreck. They're very anxious. But if they cannot engage your comment, if they can't rein it in, there's probably something more serious going on.
I mean, this is after you had dinner with that companion of yours at holiday dinner. So you didn't
right.
have a chance to try this on her. But in retrospect, do you think she gave any indication that there might actually be a psychological or medical reason for her nonstop talking?
Well, after I described Beatrice, that's what I'll call my dinner companion, to Dr. Alice Flaherty, she said, you know, it sounds like a classic case of social anxiety. But then I also mentioned that this dinner companion of mine had this inability to filter. So she told me about all the major moments in her life, a painful adolescence, a difficult marriage, a recent cancer diagnosis. But then she also told me that her butcher didn't know how to cut salami correctly and that her dry cleaner ruined her favorite sweater.
So while you're trying to be compassionate and patient, you're also thinking in your head, TMI.
Right. Why do I need to know about your butcher? So Dr. Flaherty said this is actually called viscosity.
Viscosity is the fancy word for what you might call stickiness in conversation, where someone just won't let go of you as a talker, of course, and also won't let go of details. So these are people who are very over-detailed. They can't tell what's important, at least what you think is important, from what's not.
And Meghna, another issue that Jessica brought up is the fact that many of us, when we're talking to people, there are certain visual cues that are absolutely clear to us. For example, if someone starts gazing off into the middle distance, you know that they're bored with you, or if they start looking at their watch. But some people seem to just not have the ability to decode these very clear social signals.
Carrie, this actually, I mean, through Jessica's research, it turns out that this is, you know, quite a serious thing, that some people may actually have psychological or medical reasons for nonstop talking. But it's also, as we said earlier, something that's quite familiar. So what kind of response
yes.
did it get on Common Health?
Well, actually, our comments highlighted exactly that this is one of those sort of ambiguous phenomena in which we as a society aren't quite sure whether we should consider it a diagnosable pathology or just a pain in the butt. You know, and so a couple of the comments reflected that. One person wrote, I'm spending the entire weekend with a nonstop talker. She does not have ADHD. She is not OCD or Asperger's or any other psycholingo hook to hang a diagnosis on. She's just a nonstop talker. So there were some responses like that, but other people were grateful for just the insight that some of these experts cast into what might be going on when you're stuck with a seatmate like that.
I wonder, Carrie and Jessica, did any of the experts that you speak to give you suggestions on what to do the next time you're seated next to someone who won't stop talking?
Well, everyone had advice. Dr. Flaherty said, you know, I sometimes just am very upfront with someone. I say, do you mind if I redirect the conversation? I also spoke with Daniel Menaker, who's the author of A Good Talk, The Story and Skill of Conversation, and he had a lot of great tips. The first was embrace the fact that it's a meal or a cocktail hour. So leave your glass half empty and say, oh, forgive me, I need to go get a refill, or I must use the facilities, or you know what, there's someone in the corner I haven't spoken with yet. Do you mind? I just want to circulate. So little things like that can save you in the moment.
Grace and the art of conversation. And those are skills that we can all build. Well, Jessica Alpert wrote this post for the Common Health blog, but most of the time she is a producer for Radio Boston. Thank you so much, Jessica.
Thank you, Meghna.
And Carrie Goldberg, co-host of WBUR's Common Health blog. Always great to have you.
Thanks, Meghna.
And by the way, there is a link to Jessica's article about nonstop talkers at our website, radioboston.org.